way to success. The spirit of renunciation is the secret of success. The lives of some of the outstanding personalities in history have demonstrated this truth. The secret of their success lay in keeping themselves above attachment, above worldly worry and anxiety. Their mind was set on a high and noble ideal beyond any trace of selfish ego and its demands. Their energies were directed, dedicated to the lofty goal. Their power arose from that stand they took. Their mind reached above self-aggrandizing, egoistic living. That was their state of abstraction, a spirit of renunciation, wherein the world and its attractions meant nothing to them. Renunciation is the sap that flows in the tree of success. Vedanta provides you with the knowledge to live that exalted life. Renunciation is synonymous with the knowledge of self. Knowledge and renunciation are two sides of a coin. The rishis, great sages of the past, retired to the forest to contemplate, discover the fundamental truths of life. Just as scientists isolate themselves in the laboratory to discover the laws governing the world. The truths of life that the sages unearthed constitute the knowledge meant for the people to apply in their day-to-day living. In the same manner as the scientific laws found in the laboratory are applicable to the outside world, Vedanta, therefore, is not designed for resignation or retirement, yet people wrongly believe it to be so and have unwisely alienated it from the modern society, especially the youth. Sadly, the youth have been brainwashed to believe that Vedantic knowledge promotes renunciation meant for superannuates who are done with life or for idle recluses. Renunciation has nothing to do with place, position or profession. It flows from knowledge which refines you, places you on vantage ground, puts you right on top, renders you peaceful and blissful, free from anguish and anxiety. Few realize the grandeur and power of renunciation. Through renunciation, you gain everything. Its spirit leads your actions to success, also supports your enjoyment of the world. There is a stern law of life concerning attachment. Attach, you lose. Detach, you gain. None seems to be aware of it, much less follows it. It means that if you cling on to any material form, selfishly attached to a person or object, you shall go through suffering and sorrow. Either something terrible happens to that relationship or you lose the object of your desire. Whereas, when you live a life of mental detachment in a state of renunciation, you will find objects and beings reaching you. Swami Ramatirtha has proclaimed this truth to the world. The way to gain anything is to lose it. It is an inexorable law of life. Observe it in your surroundings. Learn it from your experience. Realize this truth from personal knowledge. Renunciation paves the way to prosperity and peace in life. The more you renounce, the more peaceful you are, the more the world courts you. Leave the world alone, you gain it. You run after it, you lose it. the phenomena of color illustrates this truth. Physics explains the principle underlying perception of color. Light consists of 7 vibgoric colors. You see an object only when it's bathed in light. By the light it reflects. A rose appears red because it reflects red color only. It absorbs the other 6 colors and rejects red. Strange as it may sound, the rose is red because it gives away red. Thus, an object appears in the color that it relinquishes. There is a story depicting this striking truth of life. The king of a state was anxious to meet a sannyasi, a recluse, who has renounced everything in life. He inquired of his minister if he could find one such person. The minister took the king's wish lightly and averred that there were many around. The king waited for a while. There was no response. One day he summoned the minister and gave him a week's time to fulfill his wish. The minister then realized that the king was serious. He tried hard to find one, but his attempts were all in vain. In utter desperation, he devised a clever plan. He chose a young man to put on an act of a sannyasi in return for a large sum of money. The man readily yielded to his request. He was dressed in ochre robe with other spiritual accessories to adorn his faked religiosity. He was asked to sit under a tree in a secluded place. The stage was set. The minister announced that he had located the sannyasi. The king and his retinue was brought to the scene. The king was inspired at the sight of the feigned sannyasi. He prostrated at his feet. So did the queen. The king looked inquiringly at the minister. He had to prostrate too. The king offered trays of money, clothing, and food. The sannyasi would not accept any of them. The king was amazed at his spirit of renunciation. He reverentially took leave of the holy man and returned to the palace with his retinue. The minister rushed back to the scene. He commended the young man on his great performance. He offered him the promised payment. The sannyasi refused to accept it. The minister was confused. He told him that the play was over and bade him accept the money. The young man gestured to the minister to sit down and spoke these words of wisdom. "Dear sir, did you not witness the beauty and grandeur of life in our episode? Have you not learnt a great lesson today? Do you realize I feigned an act of renunciation for a short while? The king, the queen, and the entire retinue were at my feet. Just an act of abstraction, a show of renunciation, showered so much wealth and reverence upon me. What then would be the power of true renunciation? Realize that, sir, and take back your money."